Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so Seth, you texted this article to me yesterday, and sometimes you get a tweet and you look down at an article on your phone and you're like, oh my God, I can't. Like
I don't even remember what you're talking
about. There's varying anticipation levels that you have when you get something texted to you. Like, okay, I'll read this later. Or I'm dropping everything I'm doing and reading it now.
You get an email forwarded from your grandparents. You're like, oh boy.
Yes.
Political nature. Great.
Yeah, exactly. My filter is when it involves Magic Johnson, I read it right away. Just so you know. And the title was Magic Johnson May Have Hurt Lakers' Chances of Landing Kawhi Leonard in Free Agency. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, let me just take a step back before I read this. I'm right that Magic Johnson doesn't work for the Lakers anymore, right? I'm right that there was an impromptu media session done where he quit on the spot before the final game of the regular season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Magic, and I know he's a Laker legend. And I know that he's got his number on the wall there. And I know he'll always probably be loved in some sort of twisted way by Jeannie Buss and the Buss family, even though he threw her and Rob Pelinka under the bus during an interview during one of the morning shows. I think it was First Take on ESPN. As I click this and I look at that title, I'm like, these things all happen, right? Because why would Kawhi Leonard be meeting with Magic Johnson? I could see where he'd be meeting with Magic Johnson to get a vibe on the Lakers because Magic is a Laker legend and things like that. But the fact that reportedly Kawhi Leonard moved on from the Lakers because elements of the meeting between Magic and Kawhi were leaked by Magic afterwards doesn't compute to me. Why would Kawhi Leonard be holding the Lakers responsible for something that a non-employee of the Lakers did?
Well, because they requested that meeting with Magic Johnson.
They did?
Or at least wanted to. And his uncle. Dennis is the key guy here.
No. I know Kawhi requested the meeting, is what you're saying, when you say
that. Yeah, sorry. Kawhi and his uncle Dennis requested that meeting, as I understand it.
I get it, but let me try to connect the dots here. Yeah. They requested a meeting with Magic Johnson.
So he's upset that it's getting leaked, like, and he's blaming the Lakers organization for it somehow, to this article.
Yeah, these articles are saying they moved on from the Lakers because Magic leaked elements of a meeting. And I'm thinking to myself, why would you be holding the Lakers accountable for something that someone who doesn't work for the Lakers... Like, you're not going to be working for Magic Johnson or even with Magic Johnson if you're Kawhi Leonard, right? The only people that you care about in terms of trusting them are the owner, Jeannie Buss, the general manager, Rob Pelinka, I would assume your head coach, Frank Vogel. None of those people were in that meeting. All of those people work for the Lakers,
and
it's reportedly this Magic Johnson, you know, the fact that Magic Johnson had loose lips where Kawhi Leonard is like, nah, all right, I can't do this Lakers thing.
Well, this is the thing. Okay, this is the original quote that spawned all this conversation from a person involved in Leonard's free agency process. He said, I truly believe that when Magic started telling the media about the meeting he had with Kawhi and Dennis, that sealed the fate of the Lakers. I think that right there was when Dennis and Kawhi decided we can't trust the Lakers as an organization. And that was it. I think it was it for them. That's where I wonder, this person that was involved in Leonard's free agency process, that doesn't mean that it's a person in Leonard's camp. That just means it's in the free agency process.
Okay.
So that person, this source, this anonymous source says, I truly believe and I think. That's not a person reporting what they know to be true. That's an opinion of that person. And if there's one thing I know about Lakers Nation, is that they will not relinquish their belief that somehow the Lakers are more exceptional than everybody else. So in their mind, it's the only way they can process somebody not choosing the Lakers. Do you remember when Jeannie Buss basically called Dwight Howard a coward for not choosing to stay with the Lakers? People thought it was the dumbest thing in the world for Dwight Howard to come play with James Harden than to stick around in that flaming disaster out in L.A. with an aging Kobe Bryant who was bound to tear his Achilles. Like, it was astounding, and it's remained that way since. Ever since Dwight Howard came here, they haven't made the playoffs. Like, it's been an absolute mess. So whenever something happens and it doesn't go the Lakers' way, people, and this includes people who cover the Lakers, they're all brainwashed by it. They're all like drawn in by this mystique. I think that person, that source, like that's conjecture on their part.
Okay.
That's them saying, like, I truly believe, I think this is what happened.
Okay.
That's not like actually reporting.
So if you're the Lakers or whoever, whatever anonymous people are forwarding this narrative, when it comes to Sean Pendergast, it's mission accomplished for them.
Yeah.
I'm here pointing the finger at, like, why? What's the Kawhi Leonard logic? You're saying that they're scapegoating Magic Johnson.
I think they're scapegoating Magic Johnson,
yeah.
Or somebody is. Like, you get into this warped zone in L.A. with people who cover the Lakers. It's not like in any other sport out there or anything. It's just the Lakers themselves. They have some weird way of sucking everybody into believing that it's somehow more than it was. To the point where they talk about now, like, somehow, like, they think some 19-year-old kid actually gives a damn about the L.A. Lakers. Like, oh, I got to go play for the Lakers. A 19-year-old kid doesn't really even understand that the Lakers were ever anything great. You know? Like, they don't know much about, depending on when they really started paying attention to the NBA.
Yeah. So there's some juice then, probably, with this Clipper-Laker thing being in the same building and Kawhi going over there. This probably has a lot of Laker people not only disappointed, but pissed off.
It really, yeah, they don't know how to process it. They are the aging beauty queen that can't process the fact that, like, oh, wait, no, I have to develop other skills and talents now. Like, I'm not just going to get things because I was pretty 20 years ago.
Anthony Davis is not an appropriate enough tummy tuck or liposuction. Like, that's not going to make them look any younger.
Well, just look at the very basketball reasons that Kawhi Leonard might not have wanted to go to the Lakers.
Kawhi
has done really well with teams that play their asses off on defense. He's won a championship with the Spurs. He's won a championship with the Raptors. Both those teams had really good defenses. To go to the Lakers, where LeBron barely looks checked in at all on defense anymore, and where when he was 3 years younger, it was okay to not play defense until the playoffs and then get it together. Is that, like, does Kawhi want to be the guy that comes and it's him, LeBron, who's not playing defense during the regular season, Anthony Davis, and, like, Kawhi's got to be the guy that gets everybody else to play defense? Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like me. Like, the whole culture of the Clippers team right now feels a lot more like a Kawhi Leonard place than the L.A. Lakers does.
I would agree with you. And from top down, from Steve Ballmer, the owner, you know, a Silicon Valley, Microsoft guy, forward thinker, all the way down to Doc Rivers and the roster.
But even Steve Ballmer feels like a blue-collar guy.
Kawhi
Leonard is the ultimate blue-collar player,
yeah.
Right? Like, he's not, you know, he cares a little bit more about the sneaker money than we thought previously, but he's a blue-collar guy at the very core of it. And you look at the Clippers organization and the players on it, that's a blue-collar team. Versus the Magic are still very much about, like, wearing basically dressing like a pimp even though you're broke. You know?
They're phonies. They're frauds. Yeah. So you're saying I can't thank Magic Johnson for hand-delivering Russell Westbrook to the Rockets because it was Kawhi Leonard going to the Clippers, asking for them to trade for Paul George. Paul George getting traded, which led to the availability of Russell Westbrook.
To Russell Westbrook, right. Yeah. I think you have to still thank Kawhi Leonard for that.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard has both become a scourge to this team now, but also you can thank him for that trade.
I think the Rockets are thanking him from a buzz and maybe a ticket sales standpoint. It's a more sellable team with Russell Westbrook.
The whole Western, I think it's a more sellable league right now.
Yeah,
the Western
no doubt.
Conference. Well, no, in the Eastern, look, you've got a champion in the Eastern Conference. That team's disassembled, but it's a more sellable league. There's a more of like a sense of, crap, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Like, I look at this NBA season, and I could make a case for the Blazers. I could make a case for the Nuggets. Like, I could make a case for all these teams, and it's wide open. It's really cool.
Did you see the report yesterday that the Clippers inquired with the Rockets about James Harden? That Kawhi Leonard reportedly, I think it was Clutch Fans that I saw talk about. There was a report that the Clippers, before they traded for Paul George, they made a phone call to the Rockets about trading for James Harden. I don't think that the phone call lasted very long, is my guess.
What could they have done to get James Harden?
I don't know that they could have done anything.
Yeah,
I don't think there was
anything they could offer that would have worked.
Well, not to the Rockets. Because
That's what I mean.
Right. I mean, like, obviously they had something they offered to the Thunder that was amenable to the Thunder, but the Thunder are a team that was, quite honestly, if you read the articles now, this probably accelerated what was going to be a teardown anyways next year.
Yeah.
The Thunder were cool with getting a ton of first-round picks. If you all of a sudden trade one of the two or three best players in the league for a bunch of first-round picks, people are done on the Rockets at that point.
And the difference between the Thunder and the Rockets was that Paul George wanted out.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a huge difference. And that's where owners are at the mercy of the players now. Right. Which I think it's a cool thing. I know a lot of other people are like, they're hand-wringing themselves to raw hands.
Do you think it's a cool thing as a basketball fan or as a former professional athlete?
I think both. I think, like, you know what? I would say as an employee of an organization.
Okay.
As an employee of a corporation, I like it when people stand up for, you know, using their leverage that they have. And I think basketball players are realizing they have more leverage than they ever realized they did before. And I think players did. So, like, even if, look, if you're the top salesperson at your company, go get a better deal. You know, go get a better deal. Like, your company should be grateful to have you. Go get a better deal. Likewise, yeah. That's why I'm a fan of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm guessing, I don't know, like 10, 12 seconds that phone call lasted between the Clippers and the Rockets when they asked about James Harden.
Yeah, I don't think.
How quickly do you think Daryl Morey hung up?
Daryl Morey, first round draft picks, huh? I don't know if you noticed, but I don't really give a damn about first round
draft. I don't use them. You know,
I use them. Can I use them to trade back for James Harden? Give me the first round picks,
right.
And then if I can trade for James Harden, get him back for like one less first round pick.
It's like trying to trade condoms to Antonio Cromartie. Antonio Cromartie, like, hey, Antonio, I saw you got a nice car in your driveway there that's for sale. I don't have any money, but I can trade you a year's supply of condoms. And Antonio Cromartie's like, why would I want that?
You remember the story from a couple of years ago where Cromartie got the vasectomy and still conceived a child?
Yeah.
Because he didn't wait long enough?
Yeah.
Which, of course, he can't. Of course, Cromartie can't. But there's got to be some part, like, you think about if you're in a relationship, and I'd like to think that I wouldn't think this way, but if I get the vasectomy and I don't, like, I'm not listening when the doctor says, hey, you got to wait a week or whatever, however long it is.
If I get
the vasectomy and my wife gets knocked up, I'm almost, there's going to be a part of me that's kind of like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Like, all right, honey, I love you and I've trusted you for a long time, but what the hell's going on here?
Oh, you're going to be asking for the paternity. You're going to wind up on Maury.
You got it. So guys, just pay attention to the instructions post-vasectomy.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.